welcome to the Selling Digital Podcast. My name is Yetsia, your host, creator of OnlineTemplateShop.com. This episode is the first one in a new series that I will be releasing over the next few months that I am calling Not So Shiny. It's conversation style, not scripted at all. It's going to be, some episodes is going to be just me. Some episodes I'm going to bring other people to join me in a conversation about the not so shiny things in their business. Those things that we kind of hide and we don't like to talk about that are not so great and can we kind of struggle with in our business. But of course, we don't share it in our marketing. Of course, we don't share it in regular newsletters or regular podcasts or things like that. Because at least in my case, some of those things are a little bit embarrassing about business. As business owners, we like to show the beautiful things that happen, all of the success that we are having. We like to write newsletters about all the things that we are going to be teaching to our audiences, or all the celebrations about wonderful things that have happened. And while vulnerability in business is nothing new, I feel like some of the vulnerable things that we share with other people can be a little bit manufactured. Not necessarily lying. I don't believe people lie when they are being vulnerable, but they leave things out, or it's a little bit scripted, or they're using to try to sell you on something. And one thing that I'm very clear about this series is that I'm not trying to sell you on something. If you want to buy something from me, there's a bunch of links in the description box. They're always there, right? So while I will be talking about my business, while I will be mentioning the membership and things like that, the purpose of these episodes are not to sell you on something. It's to share the not so shiny things, hence the name, of what it takes to grow a business. And first of all, I have to thank Kimberly Costa, because this series came after I participated in her latest summit. And it's so funny how life works, because I signed up to go live in the summit after my presentation was available. And this just happened 3 days ago. And I went live not really expecting a lot of people, not really expecting to have a specific conversation. I had some talking points in my head related to the presentation, but the conversation went a totally new place. And that was thanks to the people who showed up, who were asking questions in the chat. Our conversation turned into the realities and how hard it is to grow a business over the years, the same business, right? Not jumping from one thing to the other, but growing and maintaining the same business model over the years and trying to escape the clickbait marketing, the bro marketing, the income-based marketing, all of the money promises we talked about. This is just one of the things that came up during that conversation, was that, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it was 10K months, right? Actually, when I started back in 2016-17 into the digital world, was more about 5K months. And I shared that as a teacher, I was making almost $4,000 per month. So 5K months was more than I was making, but it was real and very relatable to me. Soon after, it turned into 10K months. The conversation was now every time I got an ad or I was watching a video from a marketing person, it was like, earn your next 10K month, things like that. But today, when we see in 2024, I have seen ads that say become a billionaire selling digital products, billionaire with a B. So how did we go from 5K months to billions with digital products? They make it sound so easy, and the promises are so huge that when we don't achieve $1 million or when we don't achieve 50K months, we feel like shit, basically, because we feel like a failure, like we are not good enough, like we're doing something wrong and we are the problem, when in reality, $1 billion was never attainable. And for a lot of us, 50K months are not sustainable. Can we do 50K months? Yes. And if I'm being very honest, and you know, I haven't talked about specific numbers in forever, and I don't think I will ever will. I have had 70K months. I've had 50K months. I've had 30K months for a long time. From 2020, from 2022, the normal was anywhere between 30 and 40K months. These days, and I'm going to get to that a little bit later in this episode, these days, normal, and for me to be able to sustain both my business and my personal life, you know, to be able to pay myself, a normal is at least 20K months. And it sounds like a lot. It is a lot of money on paper, right? When you say 20K months. But I made a very conscious decision not to share numbers because it would be very easy for me to say, oh, I made 20K this month. I made 30K this month. And it is true. Well, it is true. I'm not talking about what it costs to get there, how much I spent on affiliates, how much I spent on ads, how much I spent just on software, running the business, how many hours did I have to work to achieve that number, the stress of achieving that number, right? We don't talk about those things because it's very sexy to say, let me teach you how I do 30K months. That would be amazing. Girl, I would go from 30K months to 50K months in no time because that is the sexy part. That is the part that people want to buy. The, oh my God, I want to know how I can sell this course or this template and get to 50K months. But when I tell you the reality of it, how much I spent to make that money, that's where people are like, no, no, I'm just going to keep myself over here. And no one shares that. No one shares that part of how much it costs to get there. And that is what I want to achieve with this series that I am starting, is to share the back end of how very successful people in our niche of the online world are making it happen, but also going through those things and those situations that are not so shiny. In this episode, I really want to talk about life and business 6 months after my husband died. If you are not caught up, if you are new to me, I'm going to link the episode that I recorded 30 days after my husband died. I explained how he died and all kinds of things. So if you're not caught up, there's going to be a link to that episode. But if you're all caught up and you're interested in knowing what has happened after that, just stay tuned because that is what it's going to be. So I know this episode, these are a little bit different. It is totally unscripted. I do have some talking points, but I don't know exactly what I'm going to say. I'm just going to go with the flow. So if it feels a little bit unorganized, that is why. I also want to be clear and say that while I will talk about some numbers and some percentages in terms of income and things like that, I won't be sharing specific numbers. I will be detailed enough so you can get a big picture of what's going on. So 6 months and 1 week after my whole entire life got flipped upside down and I just didn't know how to function in the beginning or in the middle or even right now. Sometimes I have bad days. So the number one glaring thing that it's literally making me go crazy sometimes is that I'm behind on everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. I am behind on everything. I'm behind on podcast episodes. I'm behind on all the YouTube videos that I wanted to release. I'm behind on delivering in the membership. I'm behind on newsletters, even, which is one of the things that I've been very consistent with since the beginning for the past 4 years. Has been newsletters because they come very easy to me. I can sit down for an hour, write an email, and send it out. Ideas, I have tons of them. So I never have a block of what am I going to send out this week. That is not me. I always have something that I'm going to send out. I sometimes have 10 different ideas to send out on a newsletter. But when I say behind is that I have no mental energy to focus, honestly. And sometimes I have no physical energy to do anything. Well, other than sit down on the couch for like 3 days. And that has been the most frustrating thing because I know and I understand that I can physically get off the couch. But at the same time, all I want to do is be sitting on the couch watching Netflix. And this is one of the things that when I realized just how toxic that was, even though it felt good at the time, the last time I did that was, I'm going to say early December. Early December, I realized that I had spent Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and part of Monday watching an entire 3-season series on Netflix. Yep, I did that. All I did was watch Netflix, sleep, and eat, and feed my son. My son was fed and taken care of. But on day 5, basically that Monday, I realized if I allow this to happen, I'm going to go down a very bad hole and I had to stop it. So little by little, I weaned myself out of that. And I understand that that is very normal for someone going through some traumatic stuff like what I went through, what I'm still going through. I talked to some friends and they were like, yep, I did the same. And I talked to another friend. Yeah, totally normal. That happened to me. But what was frustrating is that instead of spending at least 3 of those 5 days working and producing something for my business, I was on the couch watching Netflix because I could not function. You know, I just wasn't capable of sitting down in front of my computer and doing something. Even though I had this big looming thought over my head of, Yatsia, you are 2 months behind on pretty much all content that you were supposed to do. It's been 3 months since then and I feel much better. I am no longer spending 3 days on the couch watching Netflix. So I can definitely say that now I'm able to talk about it, but back then it was very embarrassing. It's still a little bit embarrassing, but now I understand why that was happening. But 3 months ago, if you would have asked me, I would have never told you, oh yeah, I spent 4 days watching Netflix and I just did not leave the couch unless I needed to go to the bathroom or eat or go to sleep. That was that. And it was very embarrassing. I did not want to tell people, like not even my mother. When she called me, what are you doing? Oh, I'm cleaning. And she called me the next day, what are you doing? I'm cooking. And she called me on Monday, I'm working. I'm sitting on my at my desk in my office working. No, I wasn't. I was finishing up the last two episodes. It was embarrassing back then to say that. So I wanted to share that particular experience because it is not shiny at all. You know, it's embarrassing. It's something that not a lot of people share. And I know that a lot of you are going through something like that because I get your emails all the time. A lot of people reply to my emails with, I can't bring myself to work on my business. I've done nothing for the past month that has been business related because my brain or my body just cannot focus. And to those of you, well, same girl, same thing. And I'm able to say all of this now. I'm able to be calm. I'm able to be like, I'm just going to be honest with you because I am past it. I am no longer in that stage in my life. There is hope for you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. There is hope. You will get out of it. You won't live in that hole forever. I know the timelines are different for everyone. It took me just a quick snap of, oh no, I cannot do this. So I was in that hole for, I would say, 2 months of just, I couldn't do anything. I know some people spend 2 years on that. So the timeline is very different. And I'm proud of myself for snapping out of it. And I know that sounds so bad, snapping out of it. I know a lot of people get that comment because I've read that, you know, I've seen it on social when people say something like snap out of it. I feel like for me, that's what happened. Like, I don't know, where I was like, oh no, this is it. I'm done. It's over. Never again. But also, that's not exactly how it happens for everyone else. Another not so shiny thing about my business, of course, is business income. It was, and it still is to right now, way less than before. Like when I look at how much money, when I compare, you know, to a year before to the date today, it's about 40% less income than what it was. And you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I know I'm in a position right now where I make a little bit more than what I need. You know, my business makes enough money to sustain itself, makes enough money to pay me, makes enough money to pay taxes, makes enough money to survive. And that is because I have been doing this for a very long time. If I would have gone through such a traumatic event in the beginning of growing my business, this conversation would be very different, okay? And I need you to understand that I'm able to sit here today and tell you, yeah, I'm making 40% less than I did a year ago, comparing 1 month to the same month. And I'm okay. I'm okay with, I don't feel good about it, of course, because that's a lot of money. I don't feel good about it, but I'm okay with it. Because I know that I will bounce back. I know that in 4 months, this conversation again is going to be very different. In 4 months, I would have picked up. In 4 months, everything will be back to normal. And this is not me hoping that, oh yeah, I hope in 4 months I go back to normal. No. I know in 4 months I will be back to normal. Because right now, as I'm talking to you, I'm almost back to normal. I feel like 80% back. There's a little bit of catching up to do that it will still take me another month to catch up with everything that I need to do, everything I need to produce, everything I need to create. So I can finally level things out and I can finally say, okay, I'm caught up. I'm 100%. And when that happens by the end of next month, I'll be just fine because I know online business and I know my people and I know what to do to make money. But again, that comes with experience. That comes from someone who's been doing this for a very long time. This business is 4 years old. That is another thing that I wanted to tell you. I missed the birthday of OnlineTemplateShop.com. It turned one back in January. And this month in March, which is when I'm recording this, the membership turns one. And I'm doing something special for the membership that'll come out in the next couple of days or so. Because I don't want to let it pass, you know? I want to keep things going as normal. As I feel myself in my personal life getting better and coming out of, you know, those traumatic events, I am positive that I will be all caught up by the end of next month. But again, the worst part is feeling like I'm behind. Well, not feeling, knowing that I'm behind. Because it's very hard to catch up. By the time I finally was able to do some work, it had been 4 months. You know, or almost 4 months. So when I finally sat down and I looked at all the things that I need to do, like, shit, it's been 4 months. And 4 months behind plus this month. So that was very hard. That was a very not so shiny thing that I never shared before. And I'm sharing it here with you today because I'm past it, right? I'm almost caught up completely and it feels good. And now I can talk about it without being frustrated. I can talk about it without pausing myself in this podcast, you know, 30 times to go get a drink or go let the dog out or things like that, which is part of that not being able to focus and procrastinating. I was procrastinating yesterday. Absolutely. Yesterday I had to do a million things for business, and I had put it on the calendar that today I'm just going to work. I'm going to set up 4 hours to work on this thing. I didn't do any of that. I was procrastinating cleaning. Did I need to clean? Yes, the bathrooms needed to be clean. I needed to mop the floors. I needed to do the laundry. Sure, I needed to do all of that. But I did it all in one day. All the tasks that should have been done in 1 week, I did it in one day because I didn't want to work. I didn't want to sit down. I just could not focus to do all the things that I needed to do. And going back to talking about money and income, one thing that I want to tell you is when you see someone like me who has been out basically for a few months at a time and then suddenly come back and bounce back and, oh my God, everything is fine. Not everything is not fine. You know, there's a lot going on in the background and no one's going to share it with you. And this is me just sharing it with you and letting you know, no, everything is not fine. My personal life has 100% affected my business life. And as I just shared, the income and the growth in my business. And for me to sit here and tell you everything will be back to normal in 4 months, that comes from experience. And if you are new, if you've only been doing this for a year or two, maybe you're thinking, oh my God, if I leave for 4 months, I will never be able to bounce back. And, you know, that might be true. That might be. It depends on how much experience you have, how much you know about online business, how much you know about your people, and what systems you have set up. So let's talk about systems and funnels for a little bit. I have a YouTube channel that brings a lot of leads every single day. If you go to my YouTube channel, you would never think so because I have how many subscribers? I think 15,000 maybe. Something like that. the views are not great on most of the videos. There are a few of the videos that get thousands of views, thousands and thousands and thousands of views. And those videos bring a lot of people to my business, to my newsletter, to my shop, to my funnels. So that is one way where I was able to sustain income during those months, is because for the past 4 years, I have been working on funnels. I have been working on building some organic marketing to funnels that I built 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. So all of that was already built. So when I told you earlier that had this happened a year in, I wouldn't have been able to sustain anything or get any income, that was because I didn't know a lot a year in. I didn't have funnels set up in, you know, I would say late 2020. I had maybe one funnel. But now I have different ways of bringing people in. Also, the membership. I started a membership in March 2023. And it's a year old now. So a lot of people stayed in the membership. I would say about anywhere between 60 and 70% of members stayed and are still there. And a few signed up. When I say a few, I don't know, 20 or 30. I don't have specific numbers. But a good 90, anywhere, I would say anywhere from 90, no, anywhere from like 80 to 90 members have canceled over the past 6 months. And you know what? I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it. I never took any of those cancellations personal. I knew a lot of people who canceled emailed me. I was at least half of those people who canceled emailed me personally and told me why they were canceling. A lot of people were like, you know what? I'm just not making enough money now. I love the content, but I can't do this. And they left. Some came back and some will be back when I release again and I'm ready to relaunch the membership. And everyone was so kind and understanding with what was going on in my life and how that was affecting my business. I have to say, there are zero people who were mean about it. Okay. I am so surprised still about the kindness of the members in my membership and how they have reached out. Most of them have reached out and they have been so sweet and so honest. Like even when they were canceling, they were like, hey, I'm canceling, but this or that. Like, and we were able to go back and forth in emails. And that's when I tell you that I never took anything personal and I never got mad when those cancellations were coming in. I'm being 100% honest because it was a very interesting journey and it made me realize that the people who were in the membership, they really wanted to be there. You know, it wasn't just one more thing that they pay for or one more thing that they do every month. They were there because they saw the value and they were there because they respect me as someone who can teach them. So in the not so shiny things of there, because let me tell you, 80 to 90 people canceling in 6 months in your membership because I wasn't showing up. That's why they were canceling, because I wasn't showing up. For 3 months, I did not show up. For 3 months, I did not send an email. For 3 months, I didn't release anything new. And they were paying me. And they were emailing me like, hey, I just have to cancel for now, but I will come back once you come back. And you know what? They will. They will. All of those people who emailed me, they will come back. And I know they will come back because I recognized all of those names. So the money coming in from the funnels, the money coming in from the recurring payments from the membership, the money coming in from the YouTube channel, the money coming in from random Etsy shops, the Teachers by Teachers store that I have multiple ways in which money comes into the business. I hate this word, but I have to say it in this case, passively, right? Mostly passively. You know, if you've been here for a while, you know me, you know I hate the word passive income. I hate that phrase. Hate it. It is not true. Hate. But for those 3 months, that was true. I mean, from September through, I would say early December or like late. Yeah. From September through early December. So almost 4 months. All of that income was passive. All of that income was the fruits of the work that I had done for 4 years into this particular business. Because I had businesses before, because I have multiple shops running, that's why I was able, and I'm still able, to be just fine in the business and still bring money into the business. Because I've been doing this for a while and because I have an audience. And this is something that those people telling you that you can make 20, 30, 40K a month, this is something that they're not telling you. How are you going to get the audience that you need, the traffic that you need to your sales page to make that money? They make it seem easy. They make it seem fast. It is not. And it took me 4 years, okay? 4 years of thousands upon thousands of dollars spent on Facebook ads. Hours and hours spent creating content. My goodness. I can't even, I don't even know how long I've spent just creating free content, podcasts, YouTube, newsletters to attract people and nurture people. So when you see someone out there bouncing back out of nowhere, when you see someone out there telling you that you can make $30,000 a month, yes, you can. I do it. A lot of people do it. $30,000, that's just base money. You know, that's just how much you have to make to maintain your business. A lot of people do it, but it takes a lot of time, okay? It takes a lot of time. It doesn't take one $300 course that you can create and sell it to who? To who? If you are new, if you have no one on your email list. See where I'm going with this? So when you see that, don't feel like a failure if you are not reaching that. You will, because it is very, very possible. It's just not possible in 1 month. Listen, I could keep talking about this for hours, honestly, but there's more coming about this. I'm bringing other business owners into this series to talk about their own not so shiny things. So look forward to that. I hope this was helpful. I hope it gave you a little bit of hope and it helps you not feel like a failure when you're not making $30,000 a month, okay? Email me if you want. There's a bunch of links in the description box in ways that you can reach me and let me know. I love chatting with you guys. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one. Bye-bye.